Pokemon has officially announced its newest TCG subset, Pokemon Go. Is this the most important set ever printed? Let's talk about it. What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to the Gym Leaders Podcast, where we talk all things Pokemon TCG. I'm Travis with TCG Funhouse.
And I'm ASX from ASX TCG. And not only am I ready to talk about the Pokemon Go set here today, but I just want to make a small announcement. We are 25 episodes old here today. The Gym Leaders Podcast made it to 25 episodes. So I just wanted to put that out there. Pretty excited that we made it this far. We've had a lot of cool discussions, and ready for today's discussion as well.
And you know what? We're just getting started, man. We're just getting started. So. We're gonna remember this down when we're at our 250 episodes. Like that's when we're gonna be talking about this 25er here. Right. But yeah, guys, thank you so much for all of the support. If you're here on YouTube, drop a sub, hit the like, leave a comment below, let us know maybe what your favorite episode was. And if you're listening on the audio platforms, give us a 5-star review, smash that follow, download it, share it with your buddies, whatever you got going on. So thank you so much for all the love and support. But it's time that we talk about what could be a huge set for the Pokemon TCG. Its next subset coming July 1st, 2022, the Pokemon Go set. Literally, it's just called the Pokemon Go set. It's the first subset that we're getting in 2022, and probably most likely the second to last subset we're going to get in the Sword and Shield era. Before we start getting into details, ASX, I want to know, what were your initial thoughts of the Pokemon Go set when it was announced, and has it changed since we've gotten a lot of this information revealed?
Yeah, definitely. So, my initial thoughts, my initial reaction to this set were like, oh my gosh, this is going to be a complete disaster. Like, I couldn't fathom in my head how they were going to mix it all together and everything. And it just did not sound like a good idea to me. It sounded like an idea that was years too late. You know, with Pokemon Go coming out, I believe in 2016. So it just kind of seemed like, you know, an idea that was, you know, kind of long gone at that point. But I got to say, since seeing some of the stuff that's coming out, the Elite Trainer box, the, you know, with the Mewtwo on there and everything, and some of the cards that are coming out now, my mind has changed a little bit. I'm not going to lie. I'm liking what I'm seeing. The artworks, especially, I was really worried about how the artworks were going to look, and I'm seeing how they're kind of incorporating, like, you know, a Pokemon Go kind of style to their artworks, and it's not as bad as I thought it was going to be quite honest with you. So I'm liking what I'm seeing so far. Definitely got a lot more to go here. We only got, about maybe 20, 30 cards or something from the whole entire set that we've seen.
Not a lot. Yeah, but what we have seen is pretty good.
Yeah, I'm liking what I'm seeing so far. I am.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. I was in the exact same boat as you. I was not. Like, dude, when I found out that the first subset for 2022 was going to be Pokemon Go set, I was just like, right, like, they're trolling us, right? Like, I had to make sure that they didn't announce it on April 1st. I was like, no. You know, because Pokemon Go is not dead by any means. It still has a very big audience, and we're going to talk about that here in a little bit. Mm-hmm. But it's definitely not where it was in 2016, 2017, even 2018. We're talking about a game that's been out solidly for 6 years now. And it's definitely on the downslope of its gaming career, I would say. You know, Pokemon Go has reached the point where it's kind of like, we're starting to run out of Pokemon to put in the game now. We've stretched it out as far as we could. Now we got to try to come up with different types of events. And I think that now that they've reached that point, I think Pokemon Go needs a little bit of help. And, you know, what's a better way to help the game than to announce a TCG set when the TCG is basically at, like, an all-time high since 1999?
Yeah.
And vice versa. Pokemon Go is still one of the most widely played mobile games. You know, even though it's not as popular as it was 6-5 years ago, it still is viable. And there, I'm sure there's tons of people that play Pokemon Go that do not collect the TCG and do not play the TCG. No, yeah. So this is a very, very, very good way for them to mix basically two niches within the Pokemon niche, Pokemon genre. And that's why I think it might be one of the most important sets ever. Because I think we're coming up to this time where we're going to start to see some flux here in the Pokemon world between the video games, between the TCG, mm-hmm. right? We got Generation 9 coming out. They're switching to an open world concept with the Switch. There's no newly announced mobile games that we know of right now that could be taking the place of a Pokemon Go or a Pokemon Go 2 or, you know, some form of version like that. So that could be looking at stagnation. And I'm sure we're going to continue, you know, the downslope of the Pokemon TCG after it did reach its all-time highs in 2020 and 2021. Mm-hmm. So this is major for them. Like, do you think it's as important as what I'm thinking? Or are you like, it's just another subset?
No, I think you're definitely on the right track with where you're going. I do think it's important for them. You know, I feel like they did kind of try to meld Pokemon Go into the Pokemon universe when they came out with Pokemon Journeys, and you know, one of the main protagonists, his name was Go, and his goal was to catch all the Pokemon, you know, which is the goal in Pokemon Go as well.
So they put the anime in with the games, and now they're working the TCG in with the game. Yeah.
Right. So I think you're right. You know, they saw that huge wave that the TCG had here over the last couple of years. And, you know, why not throw, you know, Pokemon Go into that, kind of catch some of that wave and ride it out and, you know, kind of see what happens. And, you know, I think they're taking the right step with it.
Yeah, I do, too. I really do. And, you know, talking about some of the cards that they have announced. Well, before we look at some of the cards, let's look at some of the product that they've announced, right? Yeah. So we're going to just give you guys some information up front and foremost. If you have not yet, you can find all the Pokemon Go TCG information that you're looking for over on PokeBeach.com and PokeGuardian.com. Two very, very good websites and reputable sites you can visit for all of your TCG updates and news leaks and drops and stuff like that. So far what we have announced product-wise for Pokemon Go TCG set is, of course, the Elite Trainer Box. One of the better Elite Trainer Boxes that I've seen, featuring Mewtwo, the old classic Mewtwo stance, you know, royal blue with looks like silver. Looks like he's going to be silver on top. Artwork is phenomenal. Yeah. And of course, that's your standard. It's not even your standard ETB. It actually comes with 10 booster packs. And one foil promo card featuring Mewtwo. So it is the subset standard ETB. I was thinking 8, but that's for their standard sets. The subsets always have 10 packs. So this is just like your Shining Fates with the promo card and then 10 packs, your Hidden Fates, your Champion's Path and such. Sleeves, energies, all the same stuff that comes inside a regular Elite Trainer Box. And then the Plus. So they've actually, you know, they kind of changed it, right? So it's Pokemon Go, Pokemon Center Elite Trainer Box, but it looks like they've called it like the Trainer Box Plus this time, which is really like the first time I've seen them like put an actual name towards it.
I think the Zamazenta and the
were those pluses or Zacian, are those premium ETBs?
Yeah, when they split them up and it was the two separate ones. Okay, I think they call them the Plus at the plus. End. Yeah.
So that's cool though. That's because I didn't think about that. I knew like the premium one was like the massive one. Yeah. But the Pokemon Center exclusive has 12 packs, one full art Mewtwo card. So it looks like the Mewtwo card inside the Pokemon Center exclusive one is going to be different. And they do have a picture of that over on, I think PokeGuardian has that picture. But it's a really, really cool full art Mewtwo card. 12 packs, and then has basically everything else that you would get in the Pokemon Center exclusives. V battle decks featuring Melmetal and Mewtwo, and as you guys know, Melmetal is basically an exclusive Pokemon Go Pokemon. You can only evolve him in Pokemon Go. I do think you can transfer them to the other games later on, but you can only evolve Meltan into Melmetal in Pokemon Go. So that's why he's getting some love here. There's three teams. I'm sure you guys are familiar with Pokemon Go. There's Team Mystic, Team Valor, and Team Instinct. And that's probably one of the biggest rivalries in the history of Pokemon right there. Like, when you really, honestly, if you really sit down and think about it, like, the yellow, blue, and red is probably, like, the most division that Pokemon fans have had, like, almost ever.
Oh, yeah.
So,
oh yeah, yeah, it had a big part in having some division in the community.
Oh
for
yeah,
sure.
Oh dude, it was massive. Like you used to, yeah. I was always Team Mystic. You know, the blue, always Team Mystic. Mm. And you know, I remember when my son first got into it, and he joined Instinct, and we literally didn't talk for like 2 years. You know, I just, you know, we just walked by each other in the house. We just stared at each other in the eyes, no conversation. At the dinner table,
oh,
you know,
must have been intense.
Bread and water
it
only.
Been intense.
Yeah, it was bad.
oh, man.
But yeah, it really was. But they're each getting their own, you know, collection box. So each one has a full art trainer, featuring Candela, Blanche, and Spark. So those are going to be really cool. They come with 6 booster packs inside, and then the exclusive full art trainer card and what looks like a pen, a deluxe pen, which will be cool. Mm-hmm. And for some reason, and please let me know if you know why this is, there is an Alolan Executor box.
Yes,
why they went with Alolan Executor V, I don't know, but that's their standard box, the $19.99 that comes with 4 booster packs, the V and the Jumbo V. And then the regular 10s, just like, you know, the most common 10s, 4 packs inside featuring Snorlax, Pikachu, and Blissey, mini 10s, Pokeballs, and then what everybody is excited for, the Pokemon Go Premium Collection Radiant Eevee card, and we're going to be talking quite a bit about Radiant cards here, and that's going to be coming with a foil shiny, quote-unquote, Radiant Eevee in 8 Pokemon Go booster packs and a playmat featuring the shiny Eevee as well. So that'll probably be a really good one to pick up if you're a content creator, too, to drop that on the bottom. People are really going to enjoy that.
Yeah.
So what are you most excited for?
Yeah, I would say most excited for probably the Pokemon Center ETB, either ETB, honestly. I think both of them look really, really nice. I like that they went with the silver and the blue color scheme. A lot of times you see Mewtwo, you know, kind of coupled up with purple. Purple
it
and
is
pink
true.
A lot of times.
Yeah.
So it's kind of cool to see them, you know, with that bright blue background. So I'm really liking that. But, you know, it's interesting. I'm noticing here as we're really looking at these, a lot of these products, I feel like these are different products than we've seen, you know, in past, you know, collections like this.
Mm-hmm.
Like we got the box with like the 12 packs in it, the Elite Trainer box. We got these 3, you know, different team boxes with the 6 packs in it, which I think is really cool. Because these packs also have the standard amount of cards in them as well. It's not like a Celebrations where there's only 4 cards in them.
Yeah.
So I think it's really neat that they're putting in, you know, some extra packs into these boxes. It's not just the standard Alolan Executor, you know, box with the 4 packs in it. I don't know why they went with Alolan Executor for this one.
So strange.
Alolan as well, which is,
yeah.
As I'm saying that, it's sounding even more weird.
Why not do a Hisuian in this day and age, or,
right?
You know, even a Galar, you know?
Yeah.
It's so weird.
Or even an Arcanine or something like that, you know?
Will you drop the Arcanine ship, bro? Like, every freaking episode.
We have to hash it out every episode. I think I'm most intrigued, I think, by the shiny Eevee box, the Radiant Eevee box. My bad, the Radiant.
Yeah, how do you feel about them? Like, all right, no, you keep going, and then we'll talk Radiant.
Yeah, not only does it come with 8 packs, which a lot of like the premium boxes have come with 8 packs in the past, but I'm also noticing a interesting looking kind of code card here. Looking at it on PokeBeach here.
Okay.
And it says on the code card, you know, adventure awaits in Pokemon Go, and, you know, Pokemon Go logo on there. And it's got a little QR code on there. And then, you know, each code printed on this card unlocks a reward in Pokemon Go.
Assuming
is what the other one says. So
yes.
I think that's really awesome. I don't know if this is like, is this like the code cards that are coming in the packs? Is this just something that comes in the box and you get a little something extra in Pokemon Go? But I think that's really cool. I was kind of waiting to see, you know, back when we first talked about this, how they were going to, you know, really
incorporate.
Do that. And one of the things I thought was, you know, probably code cards. And I'm
yep.
really happy to see that's kind of the way it looks like it's going to go. But I feel like that's the only product I've really seen that in. And I don't really think it's mentioned either.
Yeah, I did. I did hear that they are doing code cards for Pokemon Go, and there's going to be things that you can claim inside of the game. which is going to be massive. Like, I don't know how it's going to work. I don't know if there's going to be two code cards in each set or each pack. Right. I don't know if there's going to be, you know, it's random, you know, maybe like the black border will be for Pokemon Go and the white border will be for TCG Online. Because, you know, like most subsets, there's probably not many viable cards in this set. I don't know how playable the Mewtwo is going to be. But there's usually, and subsets are designed to be collector sets through and through. So there usually is this gap of TCG viability in it, and they might be taking advantage of that with the Pokemon Go cards, codes instead.
Yeah, I could definitely see that. I'm really interested in seeing how it's going to go. And melding the two together, I think is a fantastic idea. It's going to be interesting to see what they do. So many different ideas going in my head right now of what it could be.
Did you see that they're also now with the like TCG events, they're coupling them with Pokemon Go events.
Yeah.
That's huge, dude. So like, not only are they doing like, you know, the regionals or nationals or whatever for the TCG live in person now, finally, after 2-3 years, they're now literally holding almost like the, you know, like the Pokemon Go Safari Zone events, you know, so like the places that they're doing those tournaments are going to be hot spots for Pokemon Go game players as well. And like, that should have been happening forever ago, you know, there's no reason why they weren't in the past. And like, that's going to be something that is really, really cool in my opinion. And that is going to be huge for the TCG convention areas. I mean, it's arguably going to double the amount of people that show up to these events.
Oh, I would think so, you know, because, you know, now you don't have to go to these events, you know, just to play the TCG. You can go simply just for the Pokemon Go aspect of it.
Yep.
You know, that's going to draw in,
you know, and hang out with other Pokemon people and Pokemon fans and all other kinds. And it really is bringing, you know, the niches together. It really is.
Yeah. Yeah, I like it. It's going to be really exciting. I hope some of the places around me are going to do it. I definitely want to check out one of those events for sure.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. So let's talk Radiant for a second here. First of all, what do you think about the name Radiant? So for me personally, it's kind of frustrating because we've had too many different names for the same shit, right? Mm-hmm. So we've had Shiny Pokemon. We've had Shining Pokemon. We've had Gold Star Pokemon, and we've had shiny versions of cards that don't even say shiny, shining, or Gold Star or anything on them, like the Hidden Fates and Shining Fates cards. You know, that is not shiny Charizard VMAX. That is Charizard VMAX with a different card number that's an alternate art and it's shiny, right? So the card name is not shiny Charizard. It's not Shining Charizard. And now they're bringing us Radiant Charizards, or excuse me, I'll get into that in a second. Radiant Pokemon, which it's like, okay, so like they even first announced that they were called Sparkling. So if you guys don't know, Battle Region had some of these Radiant Pokemon inside, and they were called Sparkling Radiant Pokemon. And it's like, okay, you guys need to make up your dang mind on what you're going to call these shiny Pokemon, and you need to be consistent. You need to leave them that way, right? In my opinion, they should have always just been Gold Stars. Like, even when Shining Legends came out and, you know, Call of Legends and all that, like, they should have just been Gold Stars. Just put a freaking Gold Star next to the name and make it a shiny Pokemon and call it a day. That's it.
Yeah.
And I would like to see that. So these we mentioned the Radiant Eevee. So when you see Radiant, it means that they are going to be shiny variants of the card. And what I like about them is they seem to be taking more of the Shining Legends form as opposed to the Hidden Fates and Shining Fates cards, which I actually prefer. I like the full arts, don't get me wrong, but I love the Shining Legends cards where only the Pokemon is textured. The shiny Pokemon itself is textured. The rest of the card is its normal flat hollow. And it seems like that's what they're going for with these Radiant Pokemon as well. I have pulled a couple from Battle Region, and that's what it is. The Japanese cards have an extra holofoil pattern on top of it that English is not going to have, which I actually prefer. I think that the shiny, like checkered foiling over these Radiant sparkling Pokemon in the Japanese versions are too distracting. And I think it takes away from the card a little bit. And I love that the texture on these, just the Pokemon being textured with the shiny version and like this different holographic background of the same token. I love it. I think it's fantastic. And they actually are. So like it's Radiant Eevee. If you see on the website, it literally says Radiant Eevee. And they have confirmed Radiant. See, I almost said Shining. See? Radiant Charizard, Radiant Blastoise, and Radiant Venusaur, which there's your money grab right there, right? Oh, so when you create these subsets, it's not a subset without a Charizard inside, and there just has to be. I mean, if you really think about it, I think Shining Legends was the last subset that did not have a Charizard inside. We had one in Shining Fates, Hidden Fates, Celebrations, Champion's Path. Those were the last four subsets, and they all had a Charizard inside. Three had shiny Charizards and one had a base set reprint. So, I mean, that's just as good as a shiny Charizard, really. and they're doing it again. We're getting another subset with another shining Charizard. But what I'm actually more excited about, even though the chase is going to be the Radiant Charizard, we all know that, is the Radiant Blastoise and Venusaur. Venusaur finally getting its very first shining card in the Pokemon TCG. Was there like an old promo? I think there might have been like an old shiny Venusaur promo from like, it's like a Nintendo promo like way back in the day.
Oh, man.
It wasn't even holographic, though. It was just like a regular card.
Oh.
But yeah, so, I mean, this is really like the first big shiny Venusaur that we're getting. And I think this is the first shiny Blastoise that we're getting since the Gold Star shiny that we got, Secret Rare. So what do you think about Radiant Pokemon in general? And then on top of that, the fact that we're getting another slap of Charizard on it.
Of course. Yeah, so I think, you know, going back to what you said about, you know, how do I feel about it being called Radiant Pokemon now? Yeah, it's just another way to do it. I guess another way to spice it up a little bit. You know, it's not... It is just another shiny Pokemon, but I guess you're calling it something different. So it sounds spicier, maybe.
It's just a shiny.
Than it really is. Yeah, it's just a shiny. But what I really do like is that they are kind of going back to the holo pattern that you were discussing where, you know, just the texture is on the Pokemon. Super Love excited that. About that. I thought, like, the Shining Legends shiny Pokemon were really, really cool. I never pulled one myself. Always wanted to. But thought they looked really cool when it was just, you know, the holo pattern on the Pokemon itself. So really excited about that. I definitely, like, looking at the picture here, the Japanese version of it with the extra shine kind of all over the card does look really cool. But I 100% could see, like, once
it takes
you
away
light
from
on it,
in it person,
100% takes away from the actual Pokemon, which you're supposed to be focusing on. And then, yeah, the three big boys, right? The Venusaur, Blastoise, and Charizard. Of course you got to slap Charizard on it. Product's not going to sell if you don't. So yeah, you got to throw them in there. But yeah,
it's actually really funny. Cool. It's actually funny because I think this is the one set that would probably still sell pretty well without a Charizard inside of it.
I think so, too. Yeah, I think so, too. I don't think it needed a Charizard, but why not? You know, it's a perfect opportunity. You're going to throw in Venusaur and Blastoise. I mean, got to throw Charizard in there as well.
True.
But, yeah, Venusaur and Blastoise, I'm really excited for. I didn't know about that Venusaur card that you were talking about. So I'm super excited for Venusaur to finally get, you know, his shiny day. You know, he was always my starter back in the day in the games. So, you know, I always got a, you know, warm spot in my heart for Venusaur. And excited to see that he's getting a nice shiny. And then Blastoise as well. I just, you know, love the big Kanto 3. So really excited about those. Itching to see some pictures of them. We just got, you know, the little hint in like the paragraph. If you didn't read through, you know, what all came in like the ETB, I think it was, you could have easily skipped over it. So
yeah,
you know, kind of at the edge of my seat waiting to see, you know, what they're going to really look like. But I mean, yeah, Charizard's going to be the big chase of this set. I mean, it really feels like that already, and we've only seen like a tenth of the set or something. But
yeah,
I mean, you know, you name drop like that, and it's like, oh, okay, we know.
It's kind of why I think they did. You know, it's like,
yeah,
and that's why, like, if you read the paragraph in here in the PokeBeach article, it says mentioned but not shown. It's like, okay, so you do that. You mention but not show when you know that if you don't announce right. a Radiant Kanto trio, we could get some pushback on this set, right? Not pushback, but it'll come out as underwhelming, right? So, yeah, I mean, in all honesty, even though from what we saw, I'm pretty a lot more intrigued with it now than I was. The fact that it listed those three Radiant cards makes you go, okay, this set's gonna matter, you know?
Yeah.
Because if it was, if we really was just what we got with the Mewtwo focus, you know, and just the pictures that we have and the cards that they've announced, like the full, like the shiny Eevee, cool, whatever. It's about as powerful as the Greninja Gold Star they gave us. You know what I mean? In celebrations, it'll probably have that impact, you know. Otherwise, if you're not a Pokemon Go player, it would be extraordinarily underwhelming. You're like, okay, cool, these full art trainers are cool. Do I care? No, I don't even know who they are. They're not in any of the games I've played. They're not in any of the animes I've watched, you know. And then you're like, oh, Alolan Exeggutor, that's exciting. Oh, Melmetal Battle Deck. Ooh, sure, I guess, you know.
Right.
So, like, in all reality, without mentioning, you know, the big three up top getting shiny variants, this would probably be an underwhelming announcement.
Yeah, yeah, they wouldn't have gotten the hype around this announcement had they not name dropped the big three there. Not at all. I mean, right now, all you have is Mewtwo kind of anchoring it with the Mewtwo V-Star. I mean, there's mention of the Dragonite V-Star as well, but no pictures of it. So, you know, it's kind of hard, you know, to go off of that. So really, we just have the Mewtwo V. I mean, it does look really, really cool.
I love that Mewtwo V. Dude, that Mewtwo V is like one of my favorite Mewtwo artworks.
Yeah.
Probably ever. I really like, so it's actually funny because when you put the Mewtwo V and the Mewtwo V Star right up next to each other, the things that drive me crazy the most are very noticeable. The Mewtwo V has a much more squared head, a much more skull-looking head, a scary-looking head. And then you put it next to the V-Star, and his head looks like a balloon. It's a circular head where he doesn't look very angry. So it's like, we need the consistency in the artwork there. But the regular Mewtwo V, not the one that comes inside the battle deck, although the one that comes inside the battle deck, I think, is also a very nice artwork. But even in the one that comes with the battle deck, he's got a rounded head. So why do we have two Mewtwo cards where he's got a rounded head and then one where he looks like he's literally has like devil horns and a skull and he looks mean as hell, bro. Like, that's the Mewtwo that I like, man.
Yeah, yeah. You got me laughing over here because I wasn't thinking like big old balloon head on the Mewtwo V-Star until you said that. And now it's like, I can't unsee it type of deal. 100%. Yeah, there's no match on the art style, and that's so unfortunate because the Mewtwo V, absolutely beautiful card. He looks mean. You're right. Like, just the angles on his face and his head, I feel like, are how Mewtwo should look. You know, I mean, that's just my personal view.
It looks
view,
more
but...
Mew-like, you know? Because Mew has kind of, you know, you sometimes you get the same problem with Mew where he gets like this round head and he looks like a rat.
Yeah.
And then when you really see him with like his edges, you know, defined more, he looks like a cat, you know, and it looks better.
Yeah.
And we're kind of seeing the same thing here with Mewtwo.
Yeah, I just feel like, I mean, it looks like old computer graphics a little bit to me. You know, it doesn't look like the CGI kind of animation that we have nowadays, which I kind of would have expected a little bit more. I guess more of like, not full on like Detective Pikachu, you know, style, because
yeah,
I was like
yeah.
trying to be ultra realistic,
well,
but
that's really the one reason why I've seen people not like the V-Stars, because all of the V-Stars kind of have that older video game CGI style to them, you know, the Charizard V-Star, the Arceus V-Star, they have like this whimsy feel to them, even though they're supposed to be like these more dangerous, powerful looking cards. They're all kind of whimsy with their older looking CGI, and I've actually seen quite a few people not enjoy that very much. But anyway,
so I was just gonna say I got the Charizard.
I'm just kidding, go ahead.
I got the Charizard right here, and you're shattering my reality here saying that, because I mean, looking at the Charizard V-Star here, totally, it really does look like those graphics from back in the day, and it's a little bit upsetting.
Now you're bummed about your V-Star card.
I wish you didn't say that. Now I wish I didn't say that, bring that up.
Just look at them all. Like, go look at the Whimsicott. Go look at them all. You'll be like, crap, he's right.
Dang it.
The Lucario, too. Lucario is super CGI, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
So another thing is, too, is it looks like every single standard card in the set is going to have the Pokemon logo on it, is something that they're kind of doing here. It's not on the V's and V-Stars, though. It is not on the V's and V stars. It is on the battle deck Mewtwo and the battle deck Melmetal, but it's not on the regular ultra rares. Other than that, it's on the Alolan. So pretty much every promo card has, I'm about to sneeze. Every promo card has the Pokemon Go logo on it. And it looks like the standard regular bordered cards do as well. What do you think about them, putting the, you know, the Pokemon logo directly on the card like that, almost like as if it was a pre-release promo or a reverse rare from back in the days.
Yeah, so I've always liked the cards that have the logos on them. But, I mean, I feel like it made sense in Celebrations for every card to have it on it, right? It's the 25th anniversary.
Correct.
But when you go ahead, you know, when you go ahead and put it on every card here, it just... it doesn't feel as special to me. Like, those types of cards always felt a little bit more special. You know, back in the day, they used to put the logo like on the reverse holo, the reverse, you know, rare spot on those cards. And I thought those were super, super cool. And it kind of gives me that vibes. But then, like I said, it really, for me, it kind of takes away when it's on every single card.
Yeah, I, you know, I
all
agree.
The comments on comments.
I agree. I think it devalues it. I think they should have kept it just for the box promos, right? I'm fine with you putting it on the Radiant Eevee, putting it on the V Battle Deck, you know, put it on the Alolan Exeggutor, put it on the Full Art Trainers, the Pokemon Go. Maybe even find some other special cards to put it on. Maybe put it on all the Radiant cards, you know, something like that.
Yeah.
It's weird, though, for me, like, there's 78 regular cards in this set. You know, let's say, I don't know, we haven't gotten the full numbers yet. Let's just say 50 of them are just like your standard yellow border cards. 55 of them are your standard yellow border cards, and they're all going to have the Pokemon Go logo on it. I think you're right. It's like putting the McDonald's stamp, the 25th anniversary stamp. It's like, even in Detective Pikachu, they didn't put it on every card. You know, the set itself did not have it on there, but the promo cards inside the boxes did, and I think that was perfect. But one thing that I don't think that the Pokemon company liked about it, which they honestly, they probably don't care about second market or resellability of the singles. They probably don't give two craps. But the promo cards have actually like outpaced the set cards because they have the Detective Pikachu stamp on them. In my opinion, I think that's why they have.
That makes sense.
And they're just more expensive, you know, like the case files that came with the Detective Pikachu stamp logo on it for the Pikachus. And stuff like that. They have totally outpaced the regular holos that came inside the set. Maybe they were afraid of something like that happening. I don't know. What do you think about them going back to like the 10 card pack, you know, back to like the Shining Fates Champions Pass instead of like, why they did Celebration. This really makes me curious on why they did Celebrations in 4 card packs. It really makes me wonder because, you know, Japanese 25th anniversary did not have 4 card packs. So how come here in English, you know, Detective Pikachu, I feel like they tested it and they were like, okay, like Detective Pikachu, like it kind of works a little bit. It was a movie set. So I was cool with it being completely different than anything else, right? And then they gave us the 4 card set for Celebrations and I was kind of like, interesting. This is a very, very big, important set for you to do 4 card packs. So I was like, maybe they'll continue this in the future, you know, with other subsets and things like that. And then lo and behold, now we're back to the 10 card packs. So what the hell do you think they were thinking with putting Celebrations as 4 card packs now that we're back to 10 card packs again?
Yeah, that's an interesting question. And I feel like, I mean, after opening up so much Celebrations, I can tell you right now, I would get a lot more sick of the set, I feel like, if it were 10 card packs.
It would it'd have to be a much larger set. But this set only has 78 cards in it.
True. Yeah, so I mean, oh man, I don't know. I mean, I feel like also with Celebrations too. So I think now I'm thinking about it. One of the big things why it was only 4 card set, you could only really the only playable cards were like the first 25. Like, you know, what is it? Ho-Oh, I think, through the Golden Mew.
The non-classic collection cards.
Right, right. I think there were like a couple classic collection cards that were playable, but all the other ones, all the other classic collections were absolutely not. Couldn't play them. So I feel like that's probably why it was a four-card set. Instead of giving you, you know, nine that cards makes, that you that can't play sense. And because you know, maybe a tenth that you can't
as
play
as a collector
too.
I never think about the game. I always think about just collectability, what makes sense for collectors and stuff like that. I don't think about the game, and that makes sense, you know, put four cards in a pack because only half the freaking cards are going to be playable in the TCG anyway, so why are we going to load all these people up, you know, if they're not going to be putting them in their deck?
Exactly. So I think that's probably a big reason.
Damn you and your which logic. Leads,
I try to think logically sometimes, you know, which then leads me to my answer on why I think they're going back to a 10 card set with this Pokemon Go set, because I think all the cards can be viable. Well, maybe not viable, but all the cards can be playable.
Playable, the there you go. For.
Playable in the TCG. Probably not all viable, but definitely all playable. Yeah. So that's why I think they're going back to the 10 card sets.
Yeah, it makes sense too. And the one thing too here is it says right here that the set will feature 78 cards before secret rares. Okay, so my question here is, how far are we going in this set with secret rares, right? So we already know that there's a Radiant Eevee, which is a promo, so it doesn't count towards the number. Do you think Radiant Venusaur, Charizard, and Blastoise are going to be part of the set? Or do you think we're going to get a little shiny subset? Maybe not quite as big as we did for Shining Fates and Hidden Fates, right? Because the Shiny Vault, I don't think this is going to be a Shiny Vault set, I guess is what I'm saying.
No.
So if you go back to Shining Legends, there was, I think I want to say there were 7 or 8 Shiny Pokemon in that set, and they were actual numbers inside the set. So do you think the Radiant cards are going to be numbered cards as part of the 78, right? I'm thinking we're getting something very similar to Shining Legends here, is what I'm thinking. I think every pack is going to include a holo, kind of like they did with Champion's Path, you know, the Champion's Path style, Shining, not Shining Fates, Shining Legends style, holo in every pack. And I do think that it's probably going to be a weak set minus the Radiant Collection cards, you know, just like, you know, Champion's Path is absolutely terrible if you don't pull one of the two Charizards. Like, I think those are the only two cards that are even over $10, I think. Skyla Full Art might be pushing it at, like, $12, $13.
That's in Shining Fates.
Oh, that is like Shining Fates. That's right. The Gardevoir.
Yeah, like the Gardevoir VMAX or something like that.
Yep, it's like $11, $12.
It's like the biggest gap.
It's terrible.
I feel like I've seen in, like, in modern Pokemon.
It's terrible, terrible, terrible set. So I wouldn't be surprised if we're kind of looking at the same thing here, with a very mediocre set, a very low-end set that is special because it's a niche, right? So it has that Pokemon Go niche on it. It's got that viability going for it for collectors, like that nostalgia, that remembrance of a set. But ultimately, I don't think it's going to be that great of a set, you know? We don't know what the ultra rares are going to be other than Mewtwo, you know, and Dragonite. So we know there's going to be Dragonite V-Star. Mm-hmm. Which means I'm sure there's going to be another Dragonite V, a Dragonite Full Art, probably a Dragonite Rainbow Rare, right? And for some odd reason, they gave us a Dragonite Alternate Art in Evolving Skies when they completely could have given it to us in this set if we were going to be getting Dragonite V-Star here. Which makes me ask you another question. Are we going to get any Alternate Arts in this set? You know, that's something to think about here, because subsets are usually completely different than the standardized sets that we're getting, right? So if we're getting Radiant Pokemon, which I do think we would get a few more Radiant Pokemon.
I think so.
Before I just give the floor to you, because I'm going to give the floor to you here for a second, right? I asked you like 17 questions.
I know, I'm trying to like remember all of them here.
I'm going
to
give you my thoughts on the set in total, right? And what I would like to see, right? So this is what I would like to see, given the information that we have, which is incomplete. I'm going to complete the rest of what I would like to see. I would like to see at least 3 or 4 more Radiant Pokemon. So I want to go with the big 3 starters. We got Radiant Eevee inside the promo box, right? So I think we are due for a Radiant Pikachu. I want to see a Radiant Pikachu. And then I want to stick to... It's hard to tell what, you know, maybe the most popular Pokemon were in Pokemon Go, right? It's hard for me to think back to those times. So I want to pick with probably just fan favorites, right? And try to go there. Really, I think what you have to do is you got to try to find, like, cards that are, like, semi-playable right now. That it's not like a whole new card, right? Because usually that's what the shiny cards are. It's like, okay, here's another variant of the card that's already kind of playable, right? So I would like to see... It's so tough, man. It's so tough. Maybe like a Radiant... I wouldn't be surprised if we got like another Radiant Gyarados, even though we've gotten so much shiny Gyarados before in the past. It's really hard to see something like a Radiant Gengar pop up because... Gengar doesn't really change. So like it's purple. It's just a different shade of purple. So that would kind of suck, you know, as a shiny Radiant card. But I would like to kind of stick there. I would like to see Radiant Dragonite would be fantastic. We've never gotten a shiny Dragonite card.
That would be cool.
So if you're going to give us the V-Star for that, give us Radiant Dragonite. And you know what? I would probably say, you know, from day one, one of the most powerful Pokemon in Pokemon Go was Mewtwo. Because it was the very first raid, you know, the EX raid that you could do, which is why it's the mascot for the Pokemon Go set. So I think you got to give us a Radiant Mewtwo as well. So give us the big three Radiant. Yeah. Give me Radiant, you know, Gyarados, Dragonite, Mewtwo, and Pikachu on top of that to really solidify the fandom here. I don't think the set is going to have any alternate arts at all. I don't think we're going to be... any alternate arts. I don't think there's going to be any trainer gallery. I think both of those little sub niches are going to be excluded from this. And I don't even know. Is there even a shiny mail metal? Does shiny mail metal even exist? I wouldn't be surprised if they do that as well.
I would think it does, but I can't think of it right now either.
I'm like, is there? I don't even know. And then I think we need at least one more V-Star Pokemon, right? So normally we've had four.
Yeah.
Normally we get like four V-Stars in each set. You know, we got the Palkia, Dialga, a Lucario, and Darkrai coming up. I guess the Lucario was in its own promo box. But yeah, so maybe one more V-Star Pokemon that we can throw in there as well. Arcanine, maybe like a V-Star Arcanine. Which is...
Hey, I mean, I'm down for that.
But yeah, okay, so now I'll pass it over to you. Thoughts about you know, maybe more Radiant Pokemon, alternate arts, are they included, you know, that sort of thing. Floor's yours. I'll shut up now.
Yeah, no, definitely.
Just kidding, so, I never shut up. Let me get back at it. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, so I think I think a lot of what you said, I'm also thinking that same way. I don't think there's going to be alternate art. I don't think there's going to be trainer gallery. There's absolutely no mention of that in anything that we're seeing right now. And you're right. A lot of these subsets, you know, are different from what we're kind of normally seeing with all the regular sets. So, no, I definitely don't think that stuff's in there. I think, you know, obviously V-Stars are the thing that's kind of getting carried into. Vs and V-Stars and V-Maxes are kind of the thing that we're used to. But I think that's going to be it. I think you're right about the extra V star in there. I think we'll see like probably one to two more V stars kind of pop up. Maybe I don't think we've seen any. Oh no, it's Melmetal V Max, right?
Yeah, V Max. Melmetal has a V and a V Max, which I wouldn't be surprised if they give them a V star as well. But they haven't done like a V Max V star double down yet on a set. I don't believe, right? True. It's been one or the other.
So. Yeah. No, exactly. I don't think so. I mean, when it comes down to it, it's probably going to be this Alolan Exeggutor V-Star.
Oh, my God, please.
That's what we're going to have to do. I think the Radiant Pokemon, that's going to be the big thing, the shiny thing in this set. So when it comes down to it, I think we're probably going to be looking at about what you said, you know, maybe three to four, maybe five more Radiant Pokemon than we're seeing. I'm thinking maybe around... like 10 to 12 total. And that'll kind of be like, you know, the subset within the subset that we're going to be chasing. However, I say that, but I don't think they are going to be like secret rares or like the trainer gallery subset. Mm-hmm. So maybe I shouldn't have said subset into the subset, but I think they will be kind of split out. You were talking about Shining Legends, and I am getting the Shining Legends vibes from this set.
Me
very
too.
Much so. And I really think they're just going to, you know, they're going to be regular numbered kind of throughout there. That's how we've seen the Amazing Rares as well. We're just like that. It's, you know, they weren't, you know, at the end of your binder, they were mixed throughout your binder. So I think that's what we're going to see here for this set as well. And yeah, I'm you know, interested in seeing. I think really the only trainers that we've seen are the ones in the boxes. So I'm interested in seeing what
more trainers are going to be. Yeah.
So I think we're definitely going to have, you know, your standard kind of like, you know, full art trainer set that we always have and everything in there. I feel like we probably will see, you know, rainbows and gold cards and stuff that we've seen, you know, in other sets before as well.
I think we're going to get the rainbow V-Stars. You know, we're going to get the rainbow Mewtwo V-Star, the rainbow Dragonite V-Star, whatever they choose. The third, I'm probably going to say there might be three V-Stars, you know, a third rainbow V-Star. Maybe get rainbow versions of the three promo cards, or maybe like alternate arts, something like that. I'm not sure. Of the trainers, right? The team leaders, excuse me. Do you think we're gonna see like any Team Rocket stuff? Because like Team Rocket plays a pretty decently big role.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't be surprised if we get some of those in trainer cards as well, like the Team Rocket Go or Team Go Rocket, I think they're called. Because they have like gym leaders, like there's Team Rocket gym leaders that are named as opposed to like just the grunts and stuff. So I wouldn't be surprised if we get like a full art Team Rocket grunt, full art Team Rocket, you know, go Team Rocket, Giovanni. Is it Giovanni, right? I think it still is Giovanni.
Or does he have a different name? I am not going to lie to you. I don't know, but I have seen Jesse and James in the game before. So I would think that maybe Giovanni's still involved.
Yeah, I definitely think we're going to get some Team Rocket love in the Pokemon Go set as well, and I think that's where some of like the rainbow trainers will come from, the full art trainers will come from,
definitely
that sort of a thing, which will be phenomenal as well.
Yeah and the more I'm looking at these cards, that's why I'm looking over here, by the way. I got as another screen here now, and looking at these cards too, are these some of the first cards that like feature like real people? Like, we don't ever see faces or anything like
you
that.
Mean like
but I'm
the
looking
legs
at the
of the Pikachu?
Card. Yeah. You got the person walking next to him, so you could see the legs. I thought that was kind of interesting. And one thing I was really worried about with the set was that they were going to do that, but do that very, very badly.
like the Eevee. Look at the Eevee, too. The Eevee looks kind of dumb. Like, I'm not it's where, like, that person is sitting on the couch with pink pants and a, like, a green sweatshirt on, like, that is not like, my favorite artwork. That's if the whole set looked like that, I would be kind of nervous.
Yeah, I would too. And I was going to say, I think that they did it right by not making every single card that way, because I think it would have not looked good had it been that way. But adding a couple in there, I think is cool.
Yep.
It's cool to see that there's a trainer card for like the Pokestops and the lure modules and things like that.
Yep.
You know, just adding any little extra thing that they can. I'm sure there'll be, you know, a lot of other stuff in there as well related to the game. It only makes sense, but really, really, really excited to see more. I really am.
Yeah.
I wanted to comment as well on the additional shining Pokemon that you had mentioned. Mm-hmm. I think you hit it on the head. I mean, it really does make sense. We're seeing Mewtwo and we're seeing Gyarados right now, but just thinking about some different Pokemon that would be really cool. I think those are right at the top of the list for me. You know, seeing a Radiant Mewtwo and a Radiant Gyarados would be awesome. So I really, really hope you're right on that.
Yeah.
Because those would easily be some top chase cards for me.
I agree. And now that I think about it, I do know that there is a shiny Melmetal, because I know there's a shiny Meltan. I know what shiny Meltan looks like.
Yeah.
And he's just darker. Like, his nut is darker and his silver is darker. So maybe shiny Melmetal looks the same as well. But the mini tins look cool too. They all feature Melmetal, so I'm wondering how much Melmetal and Meltan they're gonna put, or excuse me, they all feature Meltan. They're gonna put in this sort of thing. I do wonder what else is gonna be in the Pokeball as well. So like the Pokeball says,
yeah,
doesn't say anything, actually. It doesn't tell us at all what's inside these Pokeballs. I mean, I'm sure there's going to be three packs. Is it going to be three Pokemon Go packs? Or is it going to be... I mean, normally subsets only have subset stuff inside. Celebrations was the one that was different. It was the anomaly because there was only four cards in a pack. But, like, go back and look at Shining Fates and Hidden Fates and Champion's Path. Like, there's... no product had other TCG sets in it as well, so.
Right.
So, yeah, now that I talk it out loud, there's probably just going to be three, you know, Pokemon Go packs in there. Mini Tins have two packs in them like they usually do. So,
definitely going to be
interesting. It's going to be interesting how popular this is. I do wonder how much it's going to stay on the shelf. And right before we get out of here, I guess that's the one last question I want to ask you is... Do you think this card is going to be scalped? Do you think this set is going to bring a resurgence in scalping? Do you think it's going to be hard to find? Do you think it's going to be easy to find? Do you think it's going to be overprinted? Like, what's your overall thought? It does say here that a code card usable in either Pokemon TCG Online or that just says TCG Live. That's the same shit. TCG That's the Live. Same thing. Yeah. Stop it, you guys. Right. So what are your final thoughts on this set in terms of what it's going to do to the market and stuff like that?
Yeah, so, I mean, they slapped a Charizard on it, right? And we've seen it time and time again.
They slapped a shiny Charizard on it, bro.
Right, right. And, I mean, we've seen it time and time again. When you slap the Shiny Charizard. When you slap that guy on it, it really does feel like it is a little bit harder to find the set on the shelves. But we are in a different time than we were back when those other Shiny Charizards were coming out in Champion's Path and in Shining Fates and all that. I feel like the printing is a lot better in terms of quality. We're still not there.
It's better than it was in Fusion Strike, man. A Fusion Strike was like a low of lows on quality, dude.
That was rough. Yeah, I opened some Fusion Strike packs the other day, and it was like these don't even feel like real Pokemon cards. It was rough. Still not there on quality, but quantity. I really feel like we are starting to get there. We're not there yet. I know there is some places, you know, in across the country where I have heard where people are still having trouble, finding some
West Coast,
finding
man.
Product, any product. Yeah, finding any product on the shelf. I feel for you guys. I hope that you guys, you know, kind of get through that, sooner rather than later. But some good news is that, you know, we are starting to see, you know, more and more products kind of, you know, all across the country. And more available. I mean, just the other day I went, you know, I'm pretty sure my Walmarts and Targets around me stock on sometimes on Thursdays, but it's pretty much always on Friday. Yeah. And I was there the other day and
there was
plenty of product on a Thursday, the day before they're going to stock.
Do you think that'll be the same for Pokemon Go? Do you think if they stock it on Friday, it'll be there on Tuesday or Wednesday?
Probably not the first couple weeks, right?
It's going to be, my answer. You know, damn you. Yeah, I was waiting for you to give an answer and I was going to say,
it like any new set, right? It's going to be kind of harder to find it on the shelves for the first few weeks, for the first month. But after that first few weeks, no, I don't feel like this is going to be a tough set to find.
I think it'll be easier to find than Celebrations. I really do. I think the anniversary set.
I think so.
And that being said, I was able to find Celebrations quite frequently out at the stores, even on I didn't have to catch the stalker. So I agree with you. I think this set will be a little bit easier to find than Celebrations. It'll probably be harder to find than like Fusion Strike, you know, probably harder to find than like Brilliant Star stuff. I do think it'll be easier than Celebrations and definitely easier than like Shining Fates, even though Shining Fates just got a massive restock, which is the other thing I wanted to say. Don't stress. Don't let the FOMO get to you. They just put Shining Fates back out on my store shelves last week, Pikachu boxes and all the Walmart exclusive boxes, and they put out ETBs like 3 weeks ago for Shining Fates. So don't let the FOMO get to you. We're talking about a set that is like 2 years old at this point, still getting printed and still getting released. Expect the same, if not more, for something like this Pokemon Go set. I think it's going to be very, very, very heavily printed. Don't let the scalpers get you. Don't fall for it. If you don't find it on the first week, just relax. You will find it second week, third week, fourth week. Just relax. Don't overpay. Don't overspend. Don't show them that you're willing to do this all over again because we're finally coming out of it. It will be there. It will be there. But right before we get out of here, guys, shameless plug. Over here, Friday night live streams, guys. Every single Friday here at TC Funhouse, we are live streaming Box Breaks. Just added Legendary Heartbeat right here. The very first set, Japanese nice. Legendary Heartbeat featuring all the amazing rare cards. And then Double Blaze, Japanese Unbroken Bonds with nice. Charizard and Reshiram tag team inside. So you guys can buy on that. See if you can get some of those slappers inside your packs over on tcgfunhouse.com. And stay tuned, guys. I have a huge announcement featuring this card I'm holding and showing you guys on the camera right now. I'm not even going to tell ASX what it is because he'll just have to wait and see. But it's a huge announcement coming, so make sure you guys stay tuned. ASX, what do you have going on over at your channel?
Yeah, just went live for the second time last weekend, and that was super exciting. Got me super pumped up to do a lot more lives.
Hell yeah.
And actually planning on starting to do some box breaks as well, so I hope you guys save some dollars for me. I know you guys go to the TCG Funhouse channel every Friday.
TCGFunhouse.com.
Spend lots of money on those packs. But $1 or two for ASX over here, because, definitely planning on, getting into the box break excitingness here in May. So it's going to be exciting. I'm super pumped up. You guys got me super pumped up. And just last thing I want to say is thank you guys so much for so much support across 25 episodes of the Gym Leaders Podcast here. It's been absolutely amazing. Can't wait for 25 more, 50 more, 75. Like you said,
250.
Looking back at this on 250.
We're going to be doing a Gym Leaders Podcast episode on the 30th anniversary, on the 35th anniversary of Pokemon. We ain't going nowhere, guys, so get used to us, man. Get used to us. I'll be 65 years old telling you guys what Pokemon cards to buy. I remember back in my day, they used to print these things called Rainbow Rares, and they were all kinds of different sparkly colors. Now they're all NFTs.
Oh my god. I don't even know. We won't even have physical cards anymore, you guys.
That's right, guys. That's right. But until then, guys, Pokemon Go coming out July 1st, and we got Astral Radiance right around the corner as well in late May. So if you guys liked the episode, please hit that like button and drop a sub here on the channel. Go sub to ASX as well down in the description. And let us know in the comment section, what do you think about the Pokemon Go set? And until next time, have a wonderful night. Oh,